Hey friends, it's the Caffeinated Poet. I've just had my cup of coffee, so let's get right into today's topic. This will appeal to all my business babes out there. These are just a few things I've read from books lately that I wanted to share. I do have my own small used bookstore, so please stop by to find some good reads and support this podcast. So anyways, let me just confess that I waste a lot of paper writing lists of things that I need to do. I have always been a big list maker. Writing it down sets it in stone for me. So I do, sometimes I'll keep lists on my phone, but I prefer it on paper. And what's been helping me is to keep an alarm for the tasks I want completed that day. Because if you know me, I am as easily distracted as a kitten. So if I have to ship packages out, I put an alarm for 2:30 p.m. Lets me know, hey, I need to get this done now. So the moral of that story is to focus on the essentials. This was talked about in Mary Kay's autobiography. So I did read a couple of chapters from her book. But I also found this wisdom in Marcus Aurelius's Meditations. And that was kind of random how I stumbled on that book, because I actually checked out a book of poetry. I don't remember the book name, but it had like philosophy in it, and that was in there. And I just happened to be reading the Mary Kay book at the same time. And Mary Kay is the founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics, so we all probably know somebody who sells that makeup. And Marcus Aurelius, if you don't know, was the Caesar of Rome at a really young age, at 17. Okay. Mary Kay empowered women at a time when the workforce was kind of against women. And Aurelius is considered the last greatest emperor of Rome. So, what is the secret to their leadership? Aurelius tells us to focus on one essential task a day. So remember how I said that? Focus on the essentials. So we want to put our energy into the task at hand. In Mary Kay's book, she mentions the $35,000 list. And I'm not going to go into detail about why she calls it that. You can read the book. But basically what it is this. You just get up early in the morning and you write down a list of six things that need to be done. So whatever comes to your mind probably is going to be important or something that's nagging you. And then you focus on each task one by one. And in her book, she writes this. You are the only boss you have, and I want you to be the most demanding boss that you can be. If you really want to make a success of this business, then you must put yourself on a schedule. By 8:30 every morning, you should have completed all your household duties. Then you should work from 8:30 to 5:30, allowing yourself a 30-minute lunch break and a couple of 10-minute coffee breaks. Then at precisely 5 o'clock, you're off work. So that sounds ideal. And the key word here is focus, which is kind of hard to do in our attention economy. Where we now consume more content than, say, someone would have in the 50s when television was becoming more affordable to Americans. So Mary Kay's chapter on rising early has been life-transforming for me. So just even doing it like 2-3 days out of the week. And Marcus Aurelius also mentions getting up at dawn, though. So he also mentions the same thing, getting up early. And I have, luckily, I subscribed to Brain Pickings article, and there's this on how to motivate yourself out of bed, and this is from his writings. And this says, at dawn, when you have trouble getting out of bed, tell yourself, I have to go to work as a human being. What do I have to complain of if I'm going to do what I was born for, the things I was brought into the world to do? Or is this what I was created for? To huddle under the blankets and stay warm. Personally, I want to sleep all day. I got this really comfy blanket and I just love sleeping. It feels like a luxury to me to be able to sleep. And I don't have kids. So I do feel like I can just like sleep all day. But Aurelius retorts that we should do what our nature demands and kind of put the work in. And I thought that was really cool. And Mary Kay breaks it down too about the benefits of getting up early. So it adds extra days to your week. And she said also, she writes that she was always time conscious. And here's her quote. So it says, "These are only 24 hours in a day. And all my working life, I've tried to get the most mileage out of those hours. Many years ago, I heard someone remark that three early risings make an extra day. I thought about that and said to myself, if I get up at 5 o'clock for 3 mornings, I'll have an 8-day week. That's exactly what I've been looking for. Then I realized that if I got up early 6 times a week, I'd have a 9-day week. I also discovered how much more I could get done during those early morning hours." And for me, I'm a morning person, so this has just been like a wake-up call. Nah, pun totally intended. Yeah. And it's helped me so much to just kind of get up. And I noticed that when I don't get up in the mornings to do this, everything isn't set up for my success. So doing this really sets me up for success. And the next thing that was kind of mentioned in these books that I was reading, because at the end of her chapter, the $35,000 list, Mary Kay mentions Parkinson's Law, which I thought was interesting because I was finding that in another business book I was reading called The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss, I think. Parkinson's Law is best explained that works expand to fill the time available for it. So remember the Saturday morning you received a surprise call from an out-of-town friend or relative, and they're like, "Hey, I want to come over," and you're like, "I don't really want you to come over." And remember how you managed to get your spring house cleaning done in 30 minutes? So, like I mentioned earlier, I set alarms and give myself time limits for tasks. So I spend an hour listing. I try to clean the kitchen in 10 minutes. It reminded me of being on a game show, Supermarket Sweep. Does everybody remember that? You'd have like 20 seconds to find the cat food in the store. It was a game show, and that was a television show that was playing when I was like 5. So, anyways, the Parkinson's Law was mentioned at the end of her book, and that's why she kind of sets time limits for herself. The Pareto Principle. Pareto, I don't know if I'm saying that right, it's Italian, is leveling up your focus. So you're excluding activities that don't bring your desired outcome. In the 4-Hour Work Week, Tim writes about how this guy, Vilfredo Pareto, changed his life with a little mathematical formula. He, Vilfredo, learned that 80% of the wealth and income was produced by 20% of the population. To summarize this, 80% of the outputs result from 20% of the inputs. So, which 20% of sources are causing 80% of my problems and unhappiness? And I thought this was an amazing question and a real analytical approach to calculate happiness. Make sure you were doing activities that provide meaning and purpose. So pairing the Parkinson's Law and the Pareto Principle, or it's also called the 80-20 Principle, which is, focusing on the essential and eliminating unnecessary tasks, and then the Parkinson's Law is setting deadlines for yourself, and just like setting that time, dedicating time for whatever you need to do is the best way to lead ourselves to victory. So I thought that was just a bunch of stuff I've been thinking of, especially as I set my own schedules. I organize my life a week at a time and challenge myself every week to list a certain number of books because listing brings more sales. And a pro writing tip, if you've listened this far, because I am writing a novel, is when you are writing to time yourself. So I've been doing this. I've been keeping track of the words I write each day and the hours it takes. So my average is 1K words. So that's 1,000 words. And it takes me about 3 hours to write that much. Mind you, I do have trouble sitting at long hours at the computer now. So I don't think this is too bad. And I'm trying to kind of master the art of short storytelling. So I really hope this podcast helped you increase your productivity and decrease your stress. I also, if you are not a morning bird, how does your night owl routine look like? I would like to know how you stay on top of things at night. But don't forget to like this if you'd like more business style podcasts. I do like talking about the business side of things. My business means so much to me, so I hope you stop by, and until next time, bye!